At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
94.3 WYBC, the rhythm of the city. I'm Juan Castillo, and this is the Electric Drum. Now, this morning, I have with me on the phone Ernestine Shepherd. She's a bodybuilder. She's a 74-year-old Baltimore grandmother. She is in the Guinness World Records as the oldest female bodybuilder. And I have her on the phone. How you doing, ma'am?
I am doing very well, Juan, but I must tell you that I am 79.
79. Okay, well, you know, this article was probably 5 years ago.
I'll be 80 in June.
Oh, what? That's fantastic. God bless you. God bless you. So let's talk about you. Where did you grow up? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Baltimore, Maryland.
And tell us about growing up in Baltimore, Maryland. Tell us about your life there, your early years.
My early years in Baltimore, Maryland, I was a very, very shy individual. If you would talk to me, I would hold my head down. I would never look up in anyone's face and look in their eyes and talk to them because I was very, as I mentioned, very, very shy.
Wow. So what were some of the things that you liked to do, you know, in your early years? You know, what were some of your hobbies and, you know, what did you like?
In my early years, I loved to sing. I loved to model. And then with the modeling, I liked to dress differently from others.
Yes. That's great. That's great. So tell me about your family life. You know, tell me about your influences in your family.
Well, in my family, I have one son. He is 58 years of age, and he has been very, very happy to know that I had started changing my lifestyle and trying to be as healthy as I could. And by me trying to be healthy, then he and my husband have also adopted the same idea, and they are doing just about the same as me.
That's fantastic, fantastic. I'm Juan Castillo. I'm speaking with Ernestine Shepherd. She's a bodybuilder, 79 years old. She's in the world Guinness World Records as the oldest female bodybuilder. And we're talking to her. She's going to be coming to Connecticut on April 22nd. Actually, the 23rd, April 22nd and the 23rd is going to be a 6th annual health conference there. It's located at 440 West Street in Middletown from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can go to our website at 943wybc.com and get more information about that at our website. And so tell me, let's talk about, in your 20s. I mean, you know, you weren't into bodybuilding then, obviously, you know, because you started out late from what I see in this article.
Yes.
Tell me about your eating habits and your health during that time. Talk about that.
Okay. During that time in my 20s, well, I never was what you would say a large person.
Yes.
I always was small. The only thing, my upper body was smaller than the lower body. So if I were to purchase a skirt or slacks or something like that, I couldn't wear them that very same day because I had to have them altered because of the difference in the size from the top and the bottom. So that was one thing. And then I never wanted to do any exercising due to the fact that I had broken my ankle at the age of 12, and I used that as an excuse not to do any type of exercise, and I would just sit around and just play games, but nothing strenuous.
Yeah, no, a lot of ladies don't want to get their hair messed up.
You That's know, right.
Break their fingernails at the gym, you know.
What you talking about? That was me because,
was that you?
You hit it.
That's something else. So how about your eating habits? I know in the African American community, you know, we tend to eat a lot of salty foods and the starches and all the things that really aren't good for our health. Tell me about that.
Well, I actually ate pork and steak and, oh gosh, all kinds of good foods. And it was over season. And then also, in my time, what we used lard in our food. Mm-hmm. And you know that wasn't good for you.
Right.
I can remember that like it was yesterday. SK lard in the orange box.
Yeah.
And we would, you don't know anything about that.
Yeah,
do
I do.
You?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I might sound young, but you know, I remember lard.
Oh my goodness. We would fry our chicken and the pork. Oh man. Oh gosh, but it tastes good.
Yeah, they call it soul food, right?
You know. Yes,
soul,
yes.
Soul food. So now, about 25 years ago, you decided to change, you know, your health issues. You know, you decided that you were going to take control of your health, you know, 25 years ago. Tell me about that moment that you decided you were going to do that.
Well, actually, what happened, my husband is and was the chairman of the trustee board at our church. Mm-hmm. And the church members always had picnics. So my husband came home and told me, and he also told my sister Velvet about the picnic. And he said, guess what, girls, you can wear bathing suits. She and I hadn't had a bathing suit on in years. I was 56. She was 57.
Hmm.
Well, we went to purchase these suits. My sister looked over at me and started laughing. And I, in turn, looked at her, and I laughed and said, you aren't looking so good yourself. So we said, I know what we're going to do. Take these suits off and leave them. So we left them. We didn't go to the swimming portion of the picnic. We just sat around and did the usual thing and ate. But then we knew we had to find a place to exercise. So we listened and heard some of the ladies stating where they were exercising. So within that next week, she and I went to was called Coppin College at that time.
Mm-hmm.
She and I went to that college and decided that we would start taking aerobics, and we did. And then we noticed the changes in our body. The instructor then said, you ladies need to start lifting weights. But of course, I didn't want to do it because I thought I would get big muscles like a man, and I said I didn't want to look like that. The instructor explained, you don't have that testosterone, so don't worry about it. You only get toned. So then I went on in and started working out. And then, just like he said, I had begun getting toned. No big muscles, just toned. And we both liked the way we looked, so we kept it going.
Now, I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, despite the fact that, you know, you were exercising and doing well with the aerobics, why did he just, I mean, is it better for you to bodybuild? Is that healthier for the body?
Actually, when you are doing aerobics or running or whatever you may be doing, we call that like cardio.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tone the body and tighten up the skin. So, because if not, it'll get flabby if you're losing a large amount of weight. So he explained that it was very important to tone the body, and lifting the weights would actually be just what would do that for us.
This is Juan Castillo. I'm speaking with Ernestine Shepherd. She's a bodybuilder. She's in the Guinness World of, you know, Records as the oldest female bodybuilder. She's 79 years old now. So tell me, let's talk about the food. So the transition from the types of food that you grew up with, you know, tell me how you accomplished that.
Actually, I will say this, I failed to mention.
Yes.
My sister and I, as I said, were working out together.
Mm-hmm.
And she had said to me, if anything were to happen to me, do you think you could continue actually working out and getting the word out to seniors that it's so important to live a healthy, happy, confident lifestyle by exercising and eating correctly. Could you do that? I said, well, yes. So unfortunately, she died.
Oh, okay.
So when she died, well, I got into deep depression, wouldn't do anything. But she came to me in a dream, and she said to me, you aren't doing what I asked you to do. Would you get up and get out and start exercising again? So she also mentioned that we wanted to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, and also Ripley's, believe it or not, as two as the oldest senior bodybuilders in the world. Well, after I got my life together, I did what she said. I contacted the former Mr. Universe, Yanni Schamberger, told him I wanted to get in the Guinness Book of World Records, and I wanted to get in Ripley's, believe it or not. He said, well, if that's what you want, you're going to have to work for it. So I did. I went in with a vengeance, and I worked very, very hard so that I could make that Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow.
And that's what happened.
So now, from this article and this is an older article here, it says that you eat 1,700 calories a day, mostly comprised of boiled egg whites, chicken, vegetables, and liquid egg white. You also are very adamant about the fact that, you know, to not use performance-enhancing drugs or even supplements beyond vitamin D. Can you talk a little bit about that diet and also about supplements?
Yes. Actually, what I do in the mornings when I awaken, I'll have a bowl of oatmeal. Then I will have two boiled eggs and an 8-ounce glass of liquid egg whites, a tablespoonful of walnuts, and a half a cup of pineapples.
That's my breakfast. I'm writing this down right now. now you said the boiled eggs. Now, is that with the yolk? You eat the yolk?
I eat two yolks.
Two yolks.
Just two, no more than two.
Right.
Because the yolk is important also. But the way that I consume eggs, if I were to eat as many yolks as I drink with the egg whites, that would make my cholesterol go up very high.
I see. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear anything about any kind of bread with it, you know.
No bread. No bread.
So typically, that's your breakfast. As you move in towards the rest of the day, now do you work out in the mornings or do you work out in the afternoons?
I work out in the morning.
In the morning.
In the mornings, yes.
Okay. I see the Rocky thing playing in the background.
I'm going to turn that off, too.
that's pretty good, though, because you deserve that. There we go, the Rocky.
Oh, my goodness.
That's fantastic. I love that. You work out prior to eating, or you eat?
Oh, I always eat first.
First, and then you work out.
Yes. What I actually do, I'm up at 2:30 every morning.
Wow. Okay.
I have my devotions, my meditations. Then after I do that, then I eat. Then after I eat, I dress, and I leave my house about 3:30, quarter of four, and I go out and I run and walk. I do 10 miles in the mornings. After I have done that, then I come back in. I eat something again and prepare myself to go up to the gym.
Wow. Okay, so now, what does the afternoon look like?
Okay, the afternoon, oh boy, I tell you, I will eat turkey white meat roasted.
Okay.
3 ounces of turkey. And then I will have 4 ounce sweet potato baked in the skin and 1 cup of green beans, and they're frozen. And it's no preservatives in anything that I use in my vegetables.
Well, you got a little sweetness there with the sweet potatoes. I'm feeling that because I haven't heard anything sweet yet. Okay, so, okay. And then so now you go into your early evening. Now you must go to sleep early because you're getting up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yes.
So what's happening in the evenings? Any, are you eating anything?
Oh, yes. Okay. I eat. With my meals, of course, as I said, I drink the liquid egg whites. I drink liquid egg whites between 4 and 5 times a day. But the last thing that I consume before going to bed is an 8-ounce glass of liquid egg whites.
Wow.
Because that helps to keep your muscles intact for me anyway.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And then what time do you go to sleep?
I'm usually asleep no later than about 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Wow. Again, I didn't. So there's no bread in your diet whatsoever.
No,
How about fruits? You didn't mention any fruits.
Well, I don't eat too much fruit. Now, if I were to eat any fruit, which I do every now and then, I count out 15 grapes.
Okay.
Just 15. That's all because they're sweet.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So you're trying to stay away from the sugar.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I mean, you know, they say that, you know, eating food is one of the guilty pleasures of life, right?
Yes.
With the diet that you just mentioned, you know, I guess that's not one of your pleasures, right? I mean, do you enjoy that food while you're eating it?
Everything that I eat,
yes,
I truly enjoy it, and that's why it isn't difficult for me to eat this way.
Really?
I've been eating this way that it really doesn't bother me. But listen, I'm eating chicken breast.
That's true.
No skin, of course, and it's roasted.
Yes.
I eat a half a cup of brown rice.
Okay.
I eat a cup of broccoli.
Right.
I love tuna fish, and that's in water, the albacore, spinach, asparagus.
Right.
Flounder, things of that sort. And
okay.
When you break it down, really, it isn't that much out there to eat.
Right. And the only thing sweet that you will eat is that sweet potato.
No. Now, if I did want something sweet,
okay,
I will get, do you know the unsweetened Jell-O?
Yes.
I will get those cups, and that's pretty good.
Okay. All right. So now, one of the things that, you know, that your sister had talked about was for you to spread the word to seniors about how important this is. Tell me about that campaign.
It is just wonderful what I have done. I teach classes, and each one of my classes, I have at least 40 to 45 people each morning in the classes. And I always tell them that age is nothing but a number.
Yes.
And if ever there were an anti-aging pill, you would have to name it exercise. And then I always use my mantra and tell them, in order to accomplish anything, you must be determined, dedicated, and disciplined. No matter what you do, you need those 3 D's. And if you can stick with those 3 D's, you can make it. And one other thing.
Yes.
I always say that you have to have prayer and pray about everything that you do. And that's what I do every day of my life. And you know what? In the mornings before I leave the house, before I go out to run, my poor husband has to suffer and hear me sing him this little song, and I'll say, I'm going to just do a little bit.
Yeah, do the song for me.
Yeah, but don't worry about the tone now.
That's
it goes,
right.
Oh, I can't sit down. Got to keep a rolling like the rolling of a song.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I can't sit down. Got to keep a rolling like the rolling of a song. Today I am happy and free. Nothing in the world is troubling me. Oh, I'm on my way. I can't sit down. He says, girl, get out of here.
Now, you teach your classes at United Memorial United Church in Baltimore?
I have classes at Union Memorial United Methodist Church and also at a gym called UFIT. Mm-hmm. And it is wonderful. Then I have a community walk once a month, and I have, gosh, over 100 people who come out for that walk. And it is a joy. We have prayer, and then I take them on a 5K. And come June 18th, guess who my special guest is going to be?
Who's that?
Well, it's going to be Ray Lewis.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I'm so excited.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I got to say, you know, you're an inspiration to all of us, you know, and one thing I got to say in speaking with you today is that you are such a happy person. So I'm quite sure that's also part of you know, of your whole regimen. You just stay happy, right? I mean,
yes.
That's fantastic. That is great. So now tell me about you know, how your involvement with Yanni, you know, actually, I mean, he's your manager, so I spoke to him. I didn't realize that he was Mr. Universe, you know.
Yes, yes. You know? You got to look him up on the computer.
Yes,
wow.
I do. I got to get him. I got to get to interview him. That also,
yes.
You know, absolutely. So tell me about, you know, your involvement with him and how he's motivated you and how he's worked with you to spread this word to seniors and to everyone, as a matter of fact.
Well, actually, what Yanni has done for me is just unreal. He always had bodybuilding shows.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend took me to his show, and I was sitting in the audience. And somehow or another, Yanni walked out in the aisle, and he saw me. He said, Miss, would you like to present my trophies to the bodybuilders today, the winners?
Wow.
And, you know, I like to strut around, you know. So I said, oh, yes. So he took me by the hand, and I was all dressed up in this white outfit, you know, and the white shoes. Looking good, so I thought, anyway. So I went up on the stage and presented the trophies. And the applause that I got from presenting the trophies, then I knew this was the person I wanted to work with, because I saw some of the people he had trained and how good they looked. So I asked him, would he train me? And he said, if you are serious, I will do it. I'm going to take you on a long journey, and if you will do it, you will be able to get in the Guinness Book of World Records and Ripley's, believe it or not. So I said, okay. So he had me doing an online program with him. I had pictures taken, sent that pictures to him. He sent me a workout. I did everything that he told me, and each month I would send him pictures of my body, and he saw the changes in my body, and he said, now you can come and train with me, because now I see that you're serious. Well, I went to his center. I had been working out for a while, but Mr. Universe put a hurting on me. I really didn't work as hard as that. And I would say to him, oh, Yanni, you know I'm old. I can't do this. He said you wanted to be a bodybuilder, and that's what I'm doing. I said, and you know, I just love you so much. I would just say that so that he would let me rest. He said, I love you too, but keep working. And I tell you, I really saw a change in my body. And when I went to him, I also said to him, I didn't want big muscles. He said, like the other person, you don't have that testosterone. What you're going to have will be a toned body, so that when others see you, they too will know that they can do the same thing. And this is what the women, when they see me, they know that they can acquire the same body, because no supplements, nothing like that. Just clean eating, cardio, and weight training, and prayer.
You know, the women here in the New Haven area, there's a movement, you know, big ups to G.I. Jane, to Shayla, and all the ladies, you know, who are out there, you know, exercising and bodybuilding and really living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, and it seems like, you know, there's a newfound appreciation for women to go to the gym. You know, they're doing a lot of, you know, cardio work, mm-hmm. and lifting weights, and
yeah.
you know, and you're an inspiration to them. I'm quite sure that when they hear this interview, and hopefully they come to see you, you're going to be here on April 22nd and 23rd, you're going to be at the 6th Annual Health Conference in Middletown, 440 West Street, from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Folks, you need to get tickets. You know, go to our website, 943wibc.com, so you can purchase some tickets. So you can meet Ernestine Shepherd. You know, you are a joy. I want to thank you so much for, you know, giving us some time, you know, to be able to inspire all of us here in the New Haven area, in the Middletown area. It's just fantastic, you know. And let me say this, you know, especially for seniors, you know, that's an area that I think a lot of folks forget about. You know, they
yes.
think that they're too old to exercise, you
mm-hmm.
know.
That's true.
And, you know, you have been really motivating those folks, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Before we leave, I have a question for you. What is the best advice you ever gotten from who?
The best advice I have ever gotten has been from my sister, Velvet. And to this day, 25 years later, I still follow the advice that she had given me. And what she said, no matter what you are doing, always, don't forget, always be determined, dedicated, and disciplined in whatever you are doing, and you will never, ever fail.
Ernestine Shepherd, thank you so much for calling in, and hopefully we'll see you, you know, in Middletown on April 23rd, April 22nd, the 6th Annual Conference in Health Conference in Middletown. Thank you again.
I thank you so very much.
All righty. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Juan Castillo with you. This is The Electric Drum.